You've tuned in to Naturopathy Earth Radio in occult health news, where you get the latest on medical cover-ups, government malfeasance, toxins being put in our food and home, as well as sound, clean eating principles. We are here to cast a light on what the big sick care industry and its government shills don't want you to know. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of shackles of Big Food and start your journey now on a long, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathy Earth. Here's your host, A. Gregory Luna.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. Welcome back to another episode of Naturopathy Earth Radio and occult health news. I hope you're doing well today. Before we begin talking about a very inexpensive way to improve your sleep, let's talk about the website. It's Naturopathic Earth. Go check out the articles. Check out the free PDF downloads. Check out the pictures of myself and Kate and much, much more. Vis-a-vis sleep, we have three or four articles regarding sleep. I also have my Insomniac Chronicles when I was going through a horrible sleep episode back last November. I have a five-part series there that you can find there. So just go to the search tab and hit sleep or insomnia and you will find those things. Also, I am a certified paleo-inspired health coach. If you need some help losing the weight, contact me through the website. We have a Patreon account. If you'd like to defray some of the costs of running the website and the podcast, click on the link on the homepage of the website or on the episode notes of this episode, and you can donate anywhere from $1 to $5 to $10 a month. And, of course, I am a somewhat not really distinguished author. I published my Confessions of a Obese Child memoir. You can buy that for $2.99 on Amazon Kindle or Barnes & Noble Nook. If you do so, please post a review, just like I hope you post a review for these podcasts. All right, let's talk about sleep. All right, so two great episodes that you should listen to prior to listening to this episode or afterwards is going to be episode 9, which are natural biohacks to improve your sleep, and then episode 25, which deals with cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia or CBTI, and that episode details more if you're having horrible, debilitating insomnia, what are some true biohacks that you can do. One of the things is doing CBTI and sleep restriction and some other things. So I would definitely check that out. Now, the reason I wanted to bring this sleep one up is because I have made a mild adjustment to my sleep routine and I wanted to share it with you. And it's such a cheap way to help with your sleep. But I am going to glean off a New York Times article, Light Bulbs That Help You Sleep. This is by Rhonda Kaysen. Sleep is a problem in Gail Kahn's household. Her teenage son studies late into the night, and her 88-year-old mother, who suffers from dementia, gets agitated at night. To tackle the problems, Ms. Kahn looked up at her light bulbs. In her family's apartment on East 49th Street in Midtown Manhattan, she replaced the existing lighting in all three bedrooms with bulbs designed to help the body sleep at night and stay alert during the day. In the lamp by her mother's bedroom chair, for example, she placed a Goodnight light bulb by Lighting Science with depleted blue spectrum light to help lull her to sleep. And for her 16-year-old son, she outfitted his desk lamp with Lighting Science's Awake and Alert bulb with conversely more blue light to help him focus. Yeah, I wonder if Lighting Science is getting a little payoff for two mentions already in this article. Ms. Kahn, 61, is among a small but growing group of people who are alerting, who are altering the lighting in their homes, not just for aesthetics, but for health too. Lighting interferes with our circadian rhythm, the internal clock that tells our body when to sleep, when to wake up, and when to eat. Stare at a bright bluish light like the one from your smartphone, tablet, or television, and your body sends a signal to your brain to stop producing melatonin, a powerful hormone that helps you fall asleep. We've talked about this in previous episodes. It essentially tricks your mind into thinking, oh, it's still daylight. It's still daylight. Oh, I got to stay awake, because we want that inverse relationship between cortisol and melatonin. So at night, we want our cortisol to drop because that's our inflammation hormone. And if that's too high at night, it keeps us agitated, but we want the melatonin to increase. And then in the morning, it's the opposite. We're really awake because our cortisol is high and our melatonin is virtually non-existent. So we don't want to do anything that alters that balance nor that circadian rhythm. That's why it's always been recommended as soon as it's nighttime, you want your mind to think it's nighttime, so you need to change the lighting in your house. But since we are imbued in so much artificial light, since essentially the Industrial Revolution, but certainly in the last 150 years, it's a major problem. And unless you make a concerted effort, you are imbued in not just your own house light, but if you take a walk, I mean, the streetlights are pretty bright. You guys have probably seen those satellite pictures at night of the Earth, and you can see like North America and Europe is just lit up in yellow lights, whereas like the Amazon and the Sahara, it's still pretty dark, but we are imbued with this light. Quote, we should all be paying attention to this, close quote, says Charles Sesler, chief of the Division of Sleep and Circadian Rhythms at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Quote, the whole temporal environment has been turned upside down, close quote. Disruptions to our circadian rhythm can affect weight loss, libido, mood, and sleep patterns. And chronic sleep deprivation can increase the risk of cardiovascular diseases and certain cancers. We have talked about that ad nauseum, guys. If you are an insomniac, a chronic one, or if you are working the graveyard shift in the middle of the night, you're trying to sleep during the day, you are drastically increasing your chances of not just the cardiovascular diseases like heart attacks and strokes and aneurysms and all that, but cancers, but diabetes, but increase infections, and overall, you are shortening your life expectancy. So I know you like that pay differential by doing the graveyard shift, because I used to work the evening shift when I used to shoot trauma x-rays at an ER back in Austin, and I would work the 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and so I would meet the graveyard shift people because they would come in around 10, and they all looked like 10 years older than they really were. But the pay differential is like $10 more an hour because it's hard to get people to work that shift. So people like that pay. And you can do that occupation for a year or two, but don't be doing it for 30, 40 years because it will kill you. Quote, people are exposing themselves to light and it's having a cascading effect on their health on multiple levels, close quote, said Michael Bruce, a clinical psychologist and fellow at the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. The glare is not limited to electronic devices. LED bulbs used in lamps and ceiling fixtures also emanate bluer light, even if it appears white. So I would go back to that episode that we did on fluorescent lights, the dangers of fluorescent lights. That would be episode 44. And that episode deals more with fluorescent lights. But even we talk about compact fluorescent lights, the curly ones that you have in your house, and all the major issues that you can have from them, in particular the mercury exposure if you drop them. But we also talk about the blue light that's emanated. And at the end of that episode, we talk about LED lights as well, because we think that LED lights are better for us because we know they're more energy efficient. That's the ostensible reason that the government is passing all this legislation to ban the old incandescent light bulbs that we've had since Thomas Edison invented them, in lieu of the compact fluorescents and the LEDs, right? So we all know those light bulbs, the latter ones, are much more expensive than the old incandescent ones. And the argument is, well, they last a long time. Well, perhaps they do, but first of all, as an American, I can choose what light bulbs I want, and it's not your place to tell me that. So if I want to keep using quote-unquote inefficient incandescent light bulbs, that's my choice. So stop phasing them out. But they're phasing them out for these other ones. And these other ones, the compact fluorescents and the LEDs, emit blue light. So they affect our sleep. So the super, super cynic would say that's what they want. See, they want us not to sleep well. They want us to look at our screens and our phones. See, and see, because they want us to get cancer and they want us to get infections and cardiovascular diseases and die young and get sick. And, well, maybe, but either way, the LED lights, they're not better. They're not better at all. LED lighting has a lot to be desired, says Jill Vegas, an interior decorator. A lot of times it makes the room feel really cold and sterile and depressing. Yes, amen. And definitely fluorescent light. Go to your supermarket or Walmart. I mean, it's just, oh God, it's such a horrible feeling. A solution, some lighting experts say, is to replace the blowtorch with the campfire, especially after sundown. As technology for LED lighting improves, companies are making more dynamic lighting that adjusts as you go through your day. Last spring, Apple introduced Night Shift so users can reduce the amount of blue light emitted from iPad and iPhone screens. Now, I have Night Shift on my iPhone, but typically I make a really good habit just at night, like around 6-7 o'clock. I just flip my phone and go down on the lighting all the way to the bottom. Also, not to mention, I do have blue light blocking glasses that I wear at night, and I wear when I take my night walks as well. But if you don't have those, which I recommend you do get, and really sunglasses are just as efficient, to believe it or not, because you can wear your sunglasses at night. So I can't do. I would wear my night anyways. But if you want to go the more high end way, there are companies that make specific light bulbs. So Lighting Science, the third plug here, has produced a line of biological bulbs that give off light meant to complement the circadian rhythm, not disrupt it. That's great. The light that emanates from the sleepy baby bulb, for example, does not interfere with melatonin production, the hormone that helps you in your baby's sleep. The awake and alert bulb help users, well, stay awake. Philips has a line of smart bulbs, Hue, H-U-E, that connect with a wireless network and smartphone systems like Amazon's Alexa and Nest. Pre-programmed settings with names like Savannah Sunset and Arctic Aurora can instantly transform light in a room with a warm reddish glow to a cool aqua blue one. Arctic Aurora, I have seen the Northern Lights when I lived in Alaska back in the 90s. I would see it quite a bit. And despite what most people believe, the best time to go see the Northern Lights is not in the winter. It's in the equinox, so around March and September. Just in the event that you ever go up to Alaska, don't go in January because you really want to see the lights, because there's a good chance you might not see them. You can program routines like the one that slowly turns the light in on your bedroom to wake you up in the morning. You can, however, counteract this feature by simply putting a pillow over your head, as I discovered during my recent attempt to improve the lighting in my bedroom. And so they talk about here some of the different prices. So the starter kit for the Philips Hue is $199 for three bulbs and a device to link the bulbs to a wireless network. A single Goodnight light bulb costs $24. And the Awake and Alert bulb, the one that you would use in the morning, is $29. This is way too expensive. So let's finish up, and I'm going to tell you an extremely cheap way to get better lighting in your room. Okay, by all means, you can certainly buy these extremely expensive light bulbs from Lighting Science and the Philips brand called Hue, but I have a much cheaper alternative that sounds like the number one first hit from The Police, Roxanne. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Those days are over for all of us. So look, buy a red light bulb. I know this sounds weird. I know it's not Christmas time unless you're listening to this in the future, but red light bulbs, believe it or not. Now blue light is not necessarily the light that's coming out of the, it's not the color that really matters. It's the wavelength. And so they've done studies on red light bulbs, and red light bulbs don't suppress melatonin production. And so you can buy incandescent, old school Edison light bulbs at your Home Depot, your Lowe's, wherever, for as little as $2 if you go to like the Family Dollar places. But you can get them about $5 for a light bulb, a red light bulb. And I've used a red light bulb now for about a month. I put it in my bedroom, and it cascades almost like a bordello prostitute, you know, Roxanne kind of glow in the room. But it is a relaxing glow, and you can read next to it. And I don't know if it's made a difference because I've been sleeping fine, but I like the glow that it gives. So look, if you have issues with sleep and you're still one of those people that has all the complex fluorescence and the LEDs and you're having all your lights on at 10:30 in your kitchen, which probably has fluorescent lights, those old school ones. First of all, the first step is dim all your lights. For sure, don't have any of the large lights on after dark and have just lamps on. But honestly, if you're honest with yourself and you know all you do is watch TV from like 8 o'clock to sleep, then really, do you need any lamps on? So just have your TV on. Now, TV and blue light, most of the studies show that the screen does emanate blue light, just like all screens do. But you are farther away from your TV, so the blue light doesn't really get your retina and affect your sleep. Either way, I typically still wear blue light blocking glasses because I have them around. I can just put them on. But if you don't want to buy one of those, don't necessarily worry about your TV as much. So what I would do is definitely stockpile all the old school incandescent light bulbs that you can still get, because they're phasing out the lower wattage ones. And buy all those and then use those. But really, just buy a couple of red light bulbs, put one in your room, put one in your living room, and you'll notice the relaxation that ensues. The other thing, of course, you can use is just salt lamp lights, salt lamps. Salt lamps are great. Now, I haven't done an episode on salt lamps. I've done one on earthing, you know, grounding, putting your feet on the ground. I did that one live from Canada. And to me, earthing and salt lamps and crystals are kind of that area where, like, I don't know if there's a lot of empirical science showing that it's effective. Of course, you can go to your grocery store and Whole Paycheck and all these places to buy salt lamps. But salt lamps, despite whether or not it clears out, you know, all the positive ions that are bad for us, and it produces more negative ions, the great thing about them is that they do give out a great cascading, relaxing light. And you can buy ones where you can adjust the strength of the light. And you can also buy ones that change the color, almost like Christmas lights. Like, I have one that's it goes red and then blue and then orange or yellow. But either way, salt lamps are great. They don't hurt. So even if you don't, if you're skeptical about the science behind them cleaning our air from all the electrical devices that we have, it doesn't hurt to have them. And so you can buy a couple of those for as cheap as $10, little small ones. You can buy the real big ones. They're nice. They add a nice aesthetic to your house. And you can buy two or three of those and just flip those on at night. And they're going to give a nice relaxing glow as well. So my recommendation to you, buy some salt lamps, or at least have one in your living room and one in your bedroom and one in your kids' room if you want. And or buy red light bulbs and give them a shot. Now, you can buy the Christmas ones. If you go online and Google red light bulbs, you're going to find ones on Amazon that are $25, like the Hue brand from Philips and Science Lighting. You don't necessarily need to buy those. You can just buy the regular red light bulbs that you find at your hardware store. So if any of you are having insomnia, you've listened to those previous episodes that I've done on, and you've enacted all those things, taking a warm bath, taking a walk, you know, taking, drinking chamomile, the magnesium supplements, blue light blocking glasses, you know, lowering your blue light on your screens, all those things. Why not implement this, put this into your arsenal as well, and buy some red light bulbs for a very cheap price. And then let me know how it goes, in addition to the salt lamps. As always, guys, hit the subscribe button. It would take you 2 seconds. It means a lot to me. It helps me with my rankings as well as posting a review, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. For Kate's Apothecary, if any of you like essential oils. For Confessions of an Obese Child, if any of you are dealing with addictions, in particular food addictions. And, of course, MP Radio, which is the flagship. Until next time, guys, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to MPE Radio and Occult Health News. Visit our website at naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Occult Health News and at our Facebook page at Naturopathy Earth. Please consider a donation at patreon.com/naturopathicearth. Consider subscribing to our podcast. And as always, please post an honest review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to this. And remember the core belief at MPE. Let food be thy medicine. Let nature be thy healer. Until next time. Music attributed to Nine Inch Nails.